Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening and welcome to Transformation Begins With You. I am your host, Chris Meadows, and I welcome you tonight on the line. Thank you, ladies, for showing up. I am so excited to share with you today something that came in my spirit that I just wanted to give to you. We're going to be having these talks on the show. I can open the lines up as well so that we can communicate and we can just have a great time sharing and knowing that this is an empowerment call. I'm not going to be on the line long, 30 minutes or less, just to give you something to carry with you through the week. This should be very fun for you. This should be fun and you should enjoy it. This is something that I want to do because I want to empower you. I want you to engage in yourself and your growth, be an inspiration to you. And I just want to let you know that this show is sponsored by Harvest Girls International. Harvest Girls International is a women's empowerment organization designed with you in mind. At Harvest Girls International, we empower women to celebrate the journey, and we empower young girls ages 9 through 17 with the power to dream. So we are excited to have you on the line tonight. But before we get started, I want everyone to get pad and paper and pen in case you want to write some things down. I don't anticipate that I will be very long tonight, but I want you to be able to take the notes if you would like to refer to them later. I wanted to talk a little bit today, just a little bit, about a title that I heard on a show called Greenleaf. It's a show that's on cable on the OWN network. And they were having a women's program at a church. It's a program about a church and a pastor and wife and that kind of thing. And they were having a program, a Women's Day program, called She Changes Everything. And when I heard it, just the title, I said, wow, there's something in there. One day I'm going to use that. And so as I was thinking about what I was going to talk about on tonight, I decided to use that title, She Changes Everything. And so what I want to do is to kind of give you a little overview of what we're going to talk about tonight, and then I'm just going to get right into it, and we'll see where that takes us. First of all, every woman can have a life-changing experience with herself. Every woman can have that. Every woman can change her life, have a life-changing experience with herself, just investing and thriving within herself. Every woman can have power, or she has power, confidence, and passion about herself. She must invest in herself, prepare herself, and align herself with opportunity. She is powerful, she is authentic, she is in control because she changes everything. And I want to talk a little first about she. Who is she? She is me, she is you, she is us, she is we. She is every woman represented on this earth, every little girl that will become a woman, that's who she is. And so I often think about women as they run the household for the family most of the time. Nowadays, things may be a little different, but for me, my mother was the she that ran the household, and she made everything happen. She could change everything just by the way she carried herself, just by the way she spoke to us. She could make everything all right. Even when I fell and hurt myself, it could be hurting, but if she told me it was all right, it just seems like the wound or the little scratch I had would stop hurting. And if she kissed it or kissed me and patted me or hugged me, it just made everything okay. And it seems like my mother was the one. She was the she. And so growing up, I saw the power behind the she in the household, the woman, the mother, the wife, the sister, the daughter that she was. And I said, that is a power that I want to possess. But I didn't know how to get there. I didn't know what she had to go through to get there. But this is one thing that I did find out, that every woman has her own power. She has her own confidence and her own passion about herself. And so that is what was so important, finding who I was on the inside. That was the journey. And a lot of times that's what we do. We feel like a lot of bad things happen along the road, because we make a lot of mistakes, and that's going to happen. But the point is, the mistakes sometimes are the stepping stones to the elevation of your soul. And what does that mean? That means that sometimes every mistake will take you to the next level of learning more and more about yourself. It's so important that we understand who we are, how we tick, what makes us work, what is good for us, what is not. We often make choices for other people, for our kids, for our husbands, for our mothers, for our family. We make other choices before we make them for ourselves. And so what I learned as I become 60 this year, what I have learned is there was a lesson in a flight attendant saying to me, or saying to the plane, when the oxygen, if the pressure in the cabin drops, the mask will come down, but put it on yourself first and then help somebody else. And so that was a lesson, a life lesson that I learned, was that in life I had to learn to put the mask on myself first for the oxygen and breathe in, and then I could help others. While I'm suffering and while I'm going through and while I'm hurting and I'm in pain, many times that's the time we try to reach out and help others, and we're really hurting ourselves. But this is the thing that I have learned about all of that. Once you self-discover who you are, once you know internally what God has put in you to make you have that passion and that purpose in your life, you are totally unstoppable. And so that's what I want to talk about. She changes everything. So I want to use the acronym for SHE. I've got two, but the first one I want to use is strategies, hope, and experiences changes everything. Situations, hope, and experiences changes everything. Many times situations in our lives will dictate, we think, how the rest of our life is going to be. I was in a marriage for 17 years, and it ended in divorce. I thought I was just going to be a divorcee raising a single mother raising two boys. That situation changed everything for me, and I thought that there was no comeback from that. But it wasn't a comeback for that because I did not know who I was. I thought I was the situation. And the situation is only what had happened to me. It wasn't who I was. And so I had to realize that a situation is not something that should weigh you down to where you can't recover, but it should be a life lesson to where you can build yourself to the next level. And I also tell women in situations, no matter if they're good or bad, we must celebrate the journey. Because if we celebrate the journey, we stand on our stories and not in our stories. When you stand in your story as a victim, you never quite recover to become the person that's on the inside waiting to burst forth and become everything that you were created to be. But if you stand on your story on top of it as a victor, as a platform, as an overcomer, you can and will become anything you dare to be, and you will use that story to take you to the next level. So situations sometimes are not always the end-all, be-all. It is what has happened to you, and it's not who you are. You are so much greater than your situations. Now I want to talk about in the she, the hope. We never give up, and we come through, and we say we're strong women. You know, I went through this and I went through that, and I went through a lot of things. I went through emotional abuse. I just went through depression and many, many things, and surgeries and health problems. But I came out on the other side strong. And sometimes we think we did it, or we think that we were the victors because we were just the victors, and we know we give God the glory for that and many times. But it really was the hope that was down inside of us that kept us alive. You see, on the inside of you, everybody, on the inside of everybody, there is something on the inside that wants to break through and wants you to become everything that you want to be. In other words, the life that you want wants you. There's a hope on the inside of you that wants to press through every situation, that wants to press through every turmoil. There's that hope that keeps you alive and that hope that brings you through and makes you strong because you never gave up because internally that hope in there was rooting for you. I want to talk about the E in sheet, the experiences. Every experience is meant for you to grow on. Every experience is meant for you to share for somebody else. If they can see that you came through, especially if you're going through something and you can relate to another woman going through something, that experience will help her find her way. It will help that hope that I just got through talking about come alive in her even stronger and stand up. That experience was not just for you, but it was for you to share it with someone else. And I know back in my grandmother's days, they didn't tell things. You know, they didn't tell you. You never knew what happened. You never knew some of the stories because they felt like you shouldn't tell it. But I feel that if someone had told me some of their stories and some of their go-throughs, I would not have had to bump my head so many times to learn the lesson. Somebody ought to be able to tell you something without you having to bump your head. So the experiences, they are major for other women to help bring them through. So SHE, the acronym, situations, hope, and experiences, that changes everything about you because it wasn't meant for you to just grow in your own wonderful, awesome self. It was meant for you to bring some other women along with you. And so I'm excited tonight that I get the opportunity to bring other women along with me. I want to talk about the word change because when we talked about SHE, changes. Change is to make a adjustment or to make something different. It's not to stay the same way. There's a shift in change. It means shift is happening. And many times we resist change. That's the biggest resistance in the world is change. When we say we've never done it like that before, we've always done it this way because we resist the change. If we've always done something one way and we do it another way, it feels uncomfortable. It feels awkward. It doesn't feel right, and we don't like it, and we kick and scream many times because of change. I know when I ended up with my divorce, I'm going to use that as an example, that was a huge change. And I kicked and screamed within myself because I didn't like how that felt. Even though the marriage was not a good marriage, it was familiar. And many times we hold on to familiar things because it's what we know and we're comfortable with. And so when the change came and I had a chance to take my life and do something with it and celebrate my journey, because what I had to realize was no matter what I had been through, no matter what had happened to me, there was still a celebration in me. And so you have to realize that too. No matter what you've been through, no matter what has happened to you, there is a celebration still in you. Everything can be used. Nothing is wasted. Nothing is wasted. Everything can be used. So change is important, and SHE changes everything. I want to use the acronym for change that I made up years ago that I really made it up for myself. But now that I'm using it everywhere I go, I wanted to share it on tonight. Change, C-H-A-N-G-E, stands for creating hope and newfound great expectations. I'll say that again, creating hope and newfound great expectations. And so you might say, well, how do we create hope? You know, if hope is already in us, you said the hope was in there cheering for us. How do we create it? We create it by embracing it. We create it by believing it. We create it by knowing that we can overcome things. So we create a hope. And then it says, and newfound great expectations. So our expectations aren't the dead old expectations that we had before. They are newfound. That means when we change, everything is new. And so we create the hope of the newfound, and we create the hope of the newfound great expectations. Not just expectations, but great. That means we're hoping for something new that is extraordinary. And we have to believe and open our minds and our hearts, because the only thing that makes change possible is you have to be open to it. You have to be open to it. A lot of times people don't want to change because they feel like, you know, I've done it this way and I'm this old and I'm not going to change. I'm not saying you have to let go of what you know, but add to it. You don't. And some things you do need to let go of so that that change, creating that hope and newfound great expectations, can shine in your life. So I want to use another acronym for SHE as I move forward. And this one says, shift happens every day, S-H-E. Shift happens every day, and it changes everything. Every day you have an opportunity to shift. Every day you have an opportunity to change something. I know I always say start with the little things and then add and then build up. It takes 21 days to do something to make it to break a habit rather to do something different. It takes 21 days to break a habit. And so if you do something for 21 days, in our flesh we may not feel like that we've changed it, but in our minds, it's already been set. And sometimes what we have to do is line up our flesh, our bodies, with our minds so that they will respond together. So shift happens every day and changes everything. Every day I wake up, I try to take one thing at a time that I can change for me, about me. I will say this. I get a lot of calls about women and marriages and things of that nature. And the one thing that I say to women, I said, you know, you have to find the place in you that makes you happy, because you can't blame it on other people all the time. If you're pointing the finger at everybody and they're doing something and the kids are doing something and my mother-in-law and this, he's not doing right now, then you need to turn that finger back and point at yourself, because you will never be happy until you find that happiness within yourself. So what I would recommend to us tonight is to work on changing one thing that we can change about ourselves, whether it's, and I'm not talking also just about your outer appearance. I'm talking about something internal. I'll tell you the one thing that I had to change, and I did it every time, and now I have to do it. I was bad about getting something off the shelf at the grocery store, and if I didn't like it, I would just lay it down somewhere. And so I knew that was one thing I said, I need to stop doing that. I need to either go put it back or take it to the counter when I go and tell the cashier that I don't want it, instead of just laying it somewhere. So the second thing that I practiced doing, I start putting the grocery cart back in the corral. I used to just leave it in between the cars. And so I started practicing that. Every time, you know, and I started putting stuff back, putting the grocery cart in the corral, and before I knew it, it bothers me now if I don't do it. It's like my consciousness says, you need to go do that. That's what change does. If you change something for the right reasons and you do it correctly, your body and your mind will agree. Yeah, you need to go back and do that correctly. So that's what I started with, the little thing like that. That was something that just made me, and then I start working on other things. Like the big one was, I just don't answer the phone when I don't want to talk. And I used to answer the phone, and I would say, yeah, but can I call you back? I'm on the other line. And I wasn't on the other line. I didn't like that about myself, because I felt cowardly and lying, and I mean just little things about me. I'm not talking about everybody else. I'm just talking about us, what we do, or about me. And so I started to say I didn't answer the phone. And then when I did answer the phone, I said, I can't speak right now, but I can call you later. You know, just being honest with myself, that's a big change. Just being honest about things about you. And what I found out that I was accountable for my own happiness. I used to think that life made you happy, living your life and having family and husband, and it can. But what I found out was you are accountable for your own happiness on the inside. Nobody can give you that but you. And so I had the things that I saw growing up that I thought would make me happy, but I never knew how to tap in to find the happiness on the inside of myself. Once I started to commit, because the first thing we have to do in change is invest in ourselves. We have to invest in ourselves, and if we do not invest, the return will be zero. So we have to invest in ourselves. And you can't worry about who likes you. We always sometimes worry about the people like me, or they think I'm crazy what I'm doing, or they don't like what I'm doing. But it's not your job for you to worry about them. It's not their job to like you. That's your job. It's your job to like you and to like your choices and to like your decisions and to be strong and firm and have your own beliefs as to why you do what you do and how you do what you do. And there are three elements of change I want to give you, and then I'm going to wind down because we're getting closer to the end. Three elements of change I want to give you. You have to have a readiness. You know, you got to be ready. You got to want it. You got to want to change. You got to want to start working from the inside out. You got to have that ready spirit in your mind, because if you change your mind, you definitely change your life. I'm a witness to that. Number two, you got to have barriers. There are people, places, and things that will prevent you from making changes. People sometimes, when they see you making changes about yourself, some people don't want you to make the change because it makes them feel guilty that they're not making their own changes in their lives. But you have to know what you have to do for yourself. So you got to know that there are barriers that may be coming in the form of people, places, and things that will prevent you or try to prevent you from making the changes in your life. I had to make changes in my life, and I had to say to myself when I was going through with my husband and my marriage, I had to say, no matter what he does, I'm not going to be mean. I'm going to stay true to myself. I'm going to find out what that true spot is in me, and that's who I'm going to be. When I started working out of that, he actually came to me and said, what's going on with you? You're different. Because he could pick the triggers because he knew what would make me go off and trigger a fight and then, you know, that and the other, and then it's my fault and so forth and so on. But when I went another way, he said, something's different. And I knew it was because I chose me. You can say it. I choose me. I choose me. And many times in life, I have this thing about love yourself first. I'm not talking about being selfish. I'm not talking about, being full of yourself and all that. I'm talking about self-care for you first. Remember what I talked about, putting the oxygen mask on yourself first and then helping someone else? That's what I'm talking about. Love yourself first. And the third thing, the first one is readiness, barriers, and then the third thing of the element of change is relapse. There are many times, I can't tell you how many times I've been on a diet, I can't tell you, and I have lost the weight and relapsed and gained it all back. Well, what is it that makes you do that? There are triggers. There are things that trigger you that you allow to trigger you. I say it that way, that I allowed to trigger me to back to old habits, because it's a choice. If you can do anything for 21 days, you can master the change. But it takes you to put other elements in place for that. And so every time I would relapse because of triggers, and I would just let the relapse happen. I wouldn't stop it or do anything about it. Then I'd have to start over again. And then I found out starting over again was harder than when I first started the first time. But there are going to be relapses. There are going to be times when we are going to fall back or scale back on our change. But this is what I say. let nothing stop you, and there's nothing to stop you from starting over again. Every moment, every day is a point of power. What I'm saying is for every mess up, you have the power to make the decision that you can change it. You can change it and keep changing it and keep changing it and keep changing it and keep changing it until something happens. Something clicks on the inside of you. That's how powerful you are as she. You are powerful because the point of power, as I said, is always in the present moment. My dad, I used to say, she made me mad. Talking about my sister, my dad said, nobody makes you mad. You give yourself to that, to make yourself mad. You allow yourself to become mad. You have the power to control that. And I thought, no, I don't, because she made me mad. And then I learned as I grew up, I have the power because the point of power is always in the present moment. I can choose at that moment. That's why I tell people to breathe. People don't believe when I say breathe out your nose and breathe in your mouth. And I will get up from a table and go in another room, and I will take my breath and just – because what happens, it resets the brain. It resets the emotion. It does. It really does. There is power in that. It resets everything and calms it down and takes everything down so that you're not way up there. And so when you come back, you can make a conscious decision, a good decision about what you're going to say out of your mouth and or what action you're going to take. So the change is important of how you address change. That's very important. I also want to say is our task is to learn how to, because we know we're strong, right? We know we're strong women, and we know we made it through a lot of things, but our task is to learn how to organize our strength into power, because we're already strong. We already have strength. Now we need to organize it into power. Use that strength to make you powerful in your choices and in your change and what you need to do for you to get yourself on track. And so I also want to say you can't let your friends navigate your change. I have friends, I love them dearly, but some of them are not as positive as me. And so some people are in your front row. Some friends I love that much, they're in the front row. Some friends are in the back of the building, and some of my friends are in the balcony. You got to know what set of friends you got when you're making your changes for your own life. And none of my friends get into my private space because that belongs to me. And so I would like to tell you, this is a proverb that I love that makes sense to me. Don't let anybody walk through your mind with dirty feet. What does that mean? That means don't let anybody get in your head and put a bunch of mess in your head because they're not coming to you with the right motives or with the right spirit. Don't let anybody walk through your mind with dirty feet. And I also want to leave you with this, and then we're going to cut off because we got 2 minutes. Confrontation is the assassination to fear. Confront your place of change. Confront it. Look in the mirror or talk to yourself or write you a journal and say, these are the things that I love about myself. These are the things I want to change. Because I don't believe in having something saying change is negative. I want you to see the positive things in yourself. So take the lesson for today would be, or the homework would be to take a piece of paper and on the right side, things you love about yourself, go as far as the list will take you. And on the other side of the paper, things you want to change. And just write them down and just take one thing at a time. You are powerful. You are awesome. You are amazing. And you can respect your weaknesses because they're there. And it's okay. We all have them. But remember, you can do anything you put your mind to. And remember, she changes everything. Thank you for being on the line tonight. And I hope to see you soon in a couple of weeks. I'm going to come back on, and we'll have another session, and I will open up the lines and give you a chance to talk. So thank you so much. I let the time get away. I didn't get a chance to open the lines tonight. But any questions that you have, you can Facebook me, Chris Meadows, and I will answer you, or you can inbox me. Thank you, and have a blessed evening. Bye-bye now.